Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go to the next caller, I want to acknowledge Wisco Paul and what he said about Florida and Texas. It's a little-known fact. He brought it up. Florida and Texas now account for one-third of all new COVID infections last week. One-third, two states. They're not one-third of our population, but they have right-wing Republican governors who have shut down masking, social distancing, and don't encourage vaccinations. And Florida just broke a record for any state going back to the beginning of 2020, going back to the beginning of COVID. They had 21,000 new infections in one day yesterday. It's a record for any state going back to February of 2020. And that is because they have DeSantis in Florida and Abbott in Texas, and they keep bad-mouthing COVID, say it's a hoax, and they prohibit even, for instance, in Texas, Houston, in Florida, Miami, from in putting in their own COVID restrictions, their own distancing, capacity, masks. They just give it out, let everybody infect whoever they want, and that's what's happening. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
You bring up a point there with Florida. I mean, let's say all these people go to Florida to vacation or go to Texas to vacation, and more people go to Florida, I imagine. But, I mean, then they go back and they take the disease back to, you know, the points that they came from. And part of the problem is you get this whole group of people out there that are promoting this anti-vax, anti-mask stuff. I mean, including people like Alex Jones, who was the Sandy Hook denier, and all this, and these people there's a whole cottage industry, and it's not even cottage anymore. It's a super apartment complex of these people that are profiting of promoting these conspiracy theories like anti-vax, anti-mask, and, you know, the government's coming to take all this away from you, and they've made a fortune for themselves out of this, and I just wish the government could step in and step on these people and squash them like the bugs that they are, and actually prove and call them out on this stuff, because, you know, the whole news network, half of Fox News is saying don't vax, don't mask, and the other half is saying vax and mask, and it's insane. It is absolutely insane, and I don't know what steps.
No, you're right. And the funny is, Fox is doing it in a sneaky way. So that way Rupert Murdoch can go, oh, no, here I have a couple of guys say vaccine and mask, you know, a couple of guys. Tucker Carlson doesn't, though, and the others don't. And the net effect, by the way, they were all anti-maxers and all anti-vaxxers up until recently, until they got sued by Dominion. Then suddenly they were real good about democracy and all this. Look, you were at the microphone. I don't know if you have a couple of things you need to say about that. I'd like to hear from you.
It's just got to be very frustrating, especially to be an average citizen in Texas. Like, this year has got to be really rough. Right now, your state's pumping out some of the highest COVID numbers. Your entire power grid went offline for a couple weeks earlier this year. I don't understand how the people in Texas keep electing these same officials. And it's just... I don't know. I've heard good things about, like, the Austin area and some of the big cities in Texas, but I just can't fathom the leadership that's down there. I don't know how people put up with it. That's all. That was my two cents for the day.
No, that's a good point, because remember something, when the grid went down, they weren't hooked up to the national grid. They could have easily been hooked up to California, and they go, no, we're going to go on our own. And then they had something like episodic pricing. So people were getting electric bills of $3,000 and $4,000 for a week, you know, because it was a spike, because it was cold, they couldn't pay him. And there was a kid that froze to death down there. People don't remember that. He froze to death in his own bed. He froze dead as a doornail, a kid, young kid, froze to death. That's a state that is still going through some issues, going back to the Civil War and going back to the fact that, remember, they were a country. They looked on themselves as a country at one time. You know, that was the state of Texas, the Lone Star State, pretty proud about that. And then they came in with us, and then they were a slave state during the Civil War. They fought with the South. And then they got brought in kicking and screaming, and they've always been a separatist in a sense. And somehow people have bought into that, and they don't care if a guy freezes to death.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I think it's really important that we pass the For the People Voting Rights Act then as well, or the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, because if we could get some fair maps down in Texas and we can get some good elections like conducted well, and you're not limiting counties to one ballot drop box for absentee ballots and stuff like that, I feel like we could actually get some good leadership down in Texas, and all of a sudden, boom, that door is blown wide open then, and we could actually move forward in a state that large. But it really seems like there's some leadership holding that state back right now, and it's just shocking to see that the number of one-third of new COVID cases coming out of Texas and Florida just baffles my mind. I do not know how people are putting up with that, and that is just insane to think that we have the steps to prevent this part of the pandemic. We have masks. We have vaccines. We have the things that can flatten the curve and save lives, and we're just not doing it, and it's really frustrating to watch.
No, that is hard to figure out. If you're an average person down in Texas, why this doesn't occur to you, and maybe if it does occur to you, why do you go, okay, I'm going to vote for Abbott anyway? Now, remember, even with all these restrictions, Beto O'Rourke got 48% of the vote, and Abbott got 52%. You can't gerrymander a whole state, but they've gerrymandered the heck out of their legislature and their congressional delegation. And you're right. You know, frankly, the reason the Republicans are filibustering Voting Rights Act and the John Lewis Act is because they know they'd be dead in these states. And that's why Manchin Sinema refusing for one vote. You know, no one's asking to bust the filibuster for everything. For one bill, voting rights, there'd be no gerrymandering. There'd be plenty of drop boxes for everybody. And these are federal elections. They go, oh, we don't want the federal government controlling our elections. Hey, Jack, this is a federal election. President.
Yeah,
Congress.
Just one thing, Matt.
I care what you do locally. That's the problem.
O'Rourke didn't run for governor, though, did he? He ran for Senate.
Well, when he ran, he got 48% of the vote. Who did he run against?
I think it was against Ted Cruz. I don't think it was against Governor Abbott.
I beg your pardon. Yeah. You're right. Ted Cruz, statewide, he's been talked about running against Abbott. That's right. And the polling are showing that Beto would do pretty well. But the problem is 48% isn't enough. You know, you need 50.1%. That is the problem. And you're right. All of these callers that have called in, the fact is, matter is, a third of new COVID cases coming out of just Florida and Texas. How much more proof do you need? How much more proof do you need? How much more proof do you need that having governors who are Trump acolytes who tell people it's a fraud, even local municipalities, you know, they were for local control? Baloney. Local municipalities can't put in masking requirements, can't put in social distancing suggestions and capacity, can't put in broad vaccination programs, including you can't have a record of who got vaccinated. You can't require it for certain things, even for healthcare. How dumb is that? What does that have to do with the Republican Party? The fact is, the Republican Party has become diseased, and it stands for fraud, stands for disease, stands for attacking our democracy. Running out of time, coming to the end of the show. Great show, great callers, great commentary from Luke as well. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute. My good friend Earl Ingram has a great show at 5 p.m. Earl Ingram, great evening programming. On the weekend, great programming. Capped off, Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. Coming to the end of this show, back same time, same place tomorrow. In the meantime, Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.